Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Forwards. Sidney Crosby, A+. But do we need to get into this?
No.
Of course it's an A+.
No. He carried them. He could be in the argument for, he won't win it, but MVP of the league.
Paul?
Well, I mean, he gets an A+. Sidney Crosby had an incredible season.
Mm-hmm. Now 43 the other
goals.
This one's way more difficult. Evgeny Malkin, Josh gives him a B-.
C.
I'll say this about Gino, that Mike Sullivan inadvertently just absolutely insulted this guy multiple times by saying that Michael Bunting drags him into the fight.
He needs to be a head scratcher for me too.
One of the league's all-time greatest players needs to be dragged into the fight by a recent acquisition. That is incredibly damning.
I agree. And then
Kyle Dubas.
It's almost
Dubas.
Like he needed somebody to poke him a little bit. This guy will do it for you.
He needs somebody else to get him to try his best? Is that what Sully was saying? I'm not even sure I agree with that, but it's incredible coming from the coach. And then Dubas also the other day. Do we have the quote from Dubas on when he was talking about Raquel and Smith and Gino? He sneaks in there that Gino just wasn't very good. It feels like nobody over there can just come out and say, Gino, what the hell are you doing for 3 months or four months?
That's why it's a C for me.
That's why I give him a C. That's the whole point. I give him a C because he finished the season reasonably strong, but for way too long of the season, he was bad.
He wasn't very good. I start out with a C for everybody, and then if they exceed expectation, it goes up. For him, it goes down to a C-. I think the power play stunk, and I think he was a big reason why. I've been a huge Geno defender for his whole career. I think he's gotten unfairly ripped in his own town by media around here at times. And I've always said if he's guilty of anything, it's trying too hard. This year, he just wasn't good. He just wasn't. And the power play was awful. And if Sully's right that it takes somebody else, do they say it takes somebody to drag Sid into the fight? I think he's in the fight already.
Sid is dragging
Patrick Mahomes need somebody to drag him into the fight? For God's sakes. Let's hear the quote now from Dubas.
Riley Smith, great start to the year with Gino and Rax, especially when Rax wasn't going well. And then from mid-November on, I thought collectively Rax was hurt. Gino wasn't as good, and I thought that affected Riley. Very different line mates than what he played with in Vegas, Marchessault and Carlson.
That's basically all we need there. And then he went on to say, one little nugget there was that Raquel was hurt, which could have contributed to his season. But it's sort of an offhand comment that he basically said Gino wasn't very good, right, for a large portion of the season. That's kind of important.
I think that's very important.
But the thing is, he wasn't very good for a large portion of the season.
No, and he was doing the same stuff that he normally does when he goes bad,
And I don't know that I disagree with the idea that Bunting actually sort of breathed life into his season.
I agree.
Playing with Bunting seemed to help Malkin really kind of get into the fight. So I don't agree. I don't disagree with what Dubas, you know, with who was it? Dubas that
Sullivan
said that?
Said or Sullivan? That. Yeah.
I don't. I don't necessarily disagree with that. But that further establishes that he should have a C at the very, very best for this year.
Ricard Raquel, Josh gives him a D. Is that fair if you believe he was hurt?
Yes, because I expect more when he was not hurt, and I didn't get as much as I wanted. Yes, D is good for me.
I am always skeptical. This is one thing I love about hockey. At the end of the year, every guy that was not playing well was hurt. Do you ever notice that? Oh, well, he was playing with an injury. We just didn't tell you about it. Okay, well, then you're the idiots that kept putting him out there on the ice if he wasn't able to play at a level where he could help you win games.
What do you give him?
Probably like a D. I mean.
I give him a D.
I mean, again, you bring a guy like him in for one reason and one reason
maybe
only.
Maybe a C minus. Maybe you know. A C minus. I know, but here's the thing with Raquel, and I look at the same as Riley Smith. Ricard Raquel was declining, going all the way back to 18-19. He had full seasons with 18 goals, 15 goals, 9 goals in 52 games, 16 goals in 51 games. So why are we so surprised that he had 15 goals?
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They banked on him doing a lot more. And for that contract.
He had 28 last year. And if I'm Kyle Dubas and my army of analytics people, I'm saying that's probably an outlier for what Raquel has done for the past 5 years. He had a 34-goal season way back when, 17-18. And you know what? Since then, he's had one good goal-scoring season. So maybe don't expect 25, 30 goals from Raquel. And the same goes for Riley Smith. Everybody seems stunned that Riley Smith did what he did this season. He's had full years where he's done the same, Bob. What do you give him?
D.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I wanted more. He was a Stanley Cup guy.
If we agree that Malkin wasn't very good, did Malkin affect his line mates more than they affected him?
I think it goes both ways. I just don't think it was what I expected from a line that was supposed to deliver the goods, and they didn't.
In his last season in Vegas, Riley Smith had 16 goals, 22 assists, 38 points. Here he had 13, 27, and 40. So again, why are we so stunned that a guy who in 16-17 had 15 goals, 22 assists for 37 points, had 13 and 40 points this year? I don't get it.
Because my expectations of him being a veteran to add to a Malkin line were enhanced by that.
I know. Here, and then he wound up with Gino, who wasn't himself for a lot of the season.
Well, this is what happens when you commit
part of it too is last
long-range
year.
Contracts to guys because of who they are. And it doesn't necessarily make sense at times. For some of them, you have to be willing to look ahead to the future while managing the present. Now, they're stuck in that for now, but you know, 3-4 years ago, they could have made some. They didn't have to sign everyone the
right,
way they just
but,
did.
The point is, too, last year he had 26 goals.
Yeah. And
so that's, again, you know.
And Raquel had a really good year, but you kind of have to.
You do, but that's not how
look
people
at the
do
larger
things.
Sample size.
But that's
here.
Not how people do things. And
I
know that, Joe. But
I know.
Listen, he's
but
you'd
think
one,
Kyle, you'd boy, think Kyle boy, and his merry two, band of analytics people would see an anomaly when it happens.
Yeah,
like,
but he has had five seasons where he's had 20 or more goals.
Yeah.
So it's not like last year was just a completely out
no,
of
no. But
nowhere.
Look at the four right before that. It's been a while since he exploded.
Well, he had 16, 14, and then the year before that he had 27, and then 19, which is essentially 20, and then he had 22. I mean,
are we talking Smith or Raquel?
Smith.
Oh, Smith. Okay. Yeah.
I thought that's who we were talking about. I thought yeah, we had yeah. moved on from Raquel.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Wait. What are we talking about here?
But
yeah.
we all you also just agreed that Gino was bad. So if right. you're playing with a centerman who's not who needs to be dragged into the fight, isn't that a problem?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you, but you asked why. Are people surprised, you know? And it's one of those things where, and you look at what he did last year.
All right, let's just go grades. That man over there, Nelly, who's done a fabulous job so far, is pushing me along. Drew O'Connor, I give him an A.
A.
Paul?
A, yeah. I can live with that.
Lars Eller, B+ from Yowie. I'll give him a B+. Sure.
A-.
I actually think he probably deserves a little higher than that. I would say an A- as well.
Jeff Carter, B-.
C.
I think I've had a little bit much of the Jeff Carter was great this season.
I know,
stuff.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
What are we talking about?
He did what a fourth line guy who hardly plays should do. And by the way, late in games, they were often terrible.
Right. I would say he's a C. And when you weigh it based on what they pay him, I might even say a C-.
Eric Carlson, C.
C-.
Based on expectations, I'll say D.
C-. He was brought in to fix the power play. He didn't. End of story.
That's why I'm giving him a D.
He made some ridiculously bad decisions in critical games down the stretch.
That's why I'm giving him a D and not a C-.
Chris Letang, C+ from Yowie.
B- from me.
Holy bird milk.
I'd say C. C feels appropriate for him.
I thought first half good, second half disaster.
Yeah.
Adds up to a C.
He made some really bad
if
decisions.
I had my choice, he was better than Carlson, I thought.
All right. We'll get to some more coming up next. Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. South Hills Kia fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Awaken 180 Weight Loss, social media's biggest loser, Malzi, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. There's never a fee unless we get money for you. Personal injury law firm, and that's what they always say.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired. Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.